Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Our local Lions clubs bring many gifts to our communities. Let's go in-depth with Bob Augustine with the Knoxville Lions Club. Bob, what's Lions International?
Well, it stands for liberty, intelligence, and our nation's safety. That's the acronym for Lions.
And it's a fraternal organization of international, right?
That is correct, Bob. It was started back in 1917, and the founder was Melvin Jones. He started that because a lot of the organizations at that time in Chicago were focused more on the wealthy and such, and how they could accumulate more income and such. And he knew that there was like an injustice of this, and he wanted it to reach out and start the club, Lions, and so they would be able to help people with hearing impairment, eyeglasses in their eyes, and also for diabetes also. So
those are the three main things, right?
That is correct.
And so how many members are in the club?
Our local club, we have around 17. Throughout the world, there's a 1.4 million
wow.
members.
And I know I've given my old eyeglasses before, and that goes to somebody maybe somewhere around the world that needs that prescription.
That is correct. We collect eyeglasses. In fact, right now I have a back end full of my SUV full of glasses, and I take them over to the Pella Lion Clubs, and they have a reader that they can read the eyeglass prescription, and these glasses go on to other countries, you know, third world countries. So that's what we do with our glasses that we collect.
That's just remarkable. Something that we don't care about at all, our old eyeglasses, can give the gift of sight to somebody else. That's
pretty amazing.
That's wonderful.
It's amazing. In fact, I'm going to put a plug in for the man down in Sheraton, Iowa, Dave Hendrick. He owns Yankee Doodle, or Peddler, mm-hmm. the bicycle shop down there. He goes on quite a few of these mission trips to help with the placement of eyeglasses for these individuals.
That's pretty neat. Yeah. And so what do you do with hearing? How do you help out with hearing?
Hearing, locally, like if an individual came in and needs a hearing aid of some sort, we will send them to a doctor, and they will do a mold for their ears, and then they in turn take that mold, and it goes to the Iowa's Hearing Bank. There's a bank, and they will go ahead and produce a hearing aid for that individual. So we basically pay for the mold. Our club will pay for the mold, and these individuals will be able to get a hearing aid, which we know the outcome of that.
Right, so the gift of hearing.
The gift of hearing, there you go.
Wow. So they have the hearing aid, and it has to be make it so it fits in the ear.
That is correct. Everybody's ear will be different, so they have to have that mold. They'll make the mold, and then that gets turned in to the hearing bank, and then they'll produce the hearing aid.
Because the mechanism that helps us hear is the same, it just needs a different mold.
Correct.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Bob Augustine with the Knoxville Lions Club. You help with diabetes too, did you say?
Yes, locally in Iowa, Camp Herco. That was started by Dr. Herco, whose mother had diabetes. This was back in the 60s. And he He started this because there's so many children come about with diabetes, but there is no place for them to go. You know, we have Christian camps for kids to go to, you know, we have other disability camps for individuals to go to, and he started this Camp Herco, and it's up by the Boone area, and it's all diabetes, children with diabetes. And the ages that they start taking them, I believe it's around 7 years of age, 7 to 8. And then they have like a 3-day camp for them. And then the juvenile, they go from, I believe it's 9 up through 12. Well, they take them all the way up to 18. So there are different days for different ages, Bob. So they do have that. But the camps aren't free, you know. So right. We, like one individual here this past year, we sent, you know, it's $1,000 to send a child to camp. So we put that bill for that child, you know, to go. So it's an amazing thing, you know. We've had as many as 5 kids go. So, you know, it can be pretty steep. But as one mother once told us, she says, it's not only a vacation for my child, it's a vacation for me, because I worry day and night when she's at home. Mm-hmm. So
is it just a fun camp, or are there educational things related to diabetes?
Correct. A lot of it's fun. They do lots of swimming, horseback riding, archery, you know, just like any other camp. But these kids are with all other kids who have the same thing they have, and they can interact with them and, you know, and see what they go through.
Okay, and then they know there's other kids just like me.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay, well, another gift.
A gift, yeah. And a lot of them have met other kids, and, you know, they begin their social network, you know, so they, you know, have the same issues, and they could communicate with each other.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Bob Augustine with the Knoxville Lions Club. And so how do you raise money?
Our main fundraiser here in Knoxville, and we are very blessed to have it, is our racetrack. The Lions Club has joined together with the Knoxville Raceway, and we are collecting money for the parking. And that is one of our largest fundraiser, and then that we have. And then when Nationals comes, we have other parking lots throughout the community that we're involved with. So it's the racetrack that really generates a lot of our income, Bob.
Is it only during Nationals, or do you park other times?
We're out from April to end of September out at the racetrack. So it's a good fundraiser, and we can't do it all by ourselves. And this is where we're able to have other nonprofit organizations come in and help join us. We have church groups. We have the Bussy Bombers, I'll call them. They're the girls' softball. And we have our local shooting club here in Knoxville. We have them that help assist us, and church groups. So we involve quite a bit just to help us get this goal of ours accomplished, plus their goal of raising money.
Another gift has been made to the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics Foundation. Tell us about that.
Well, that was pretty neat. We were sitting in our meeting a few months back at the VFW, and we wanted to get our name out. We really did. And one of the guys, Steve Jones, he said, we need to do something big. And as you know, Bob, I've worked here for 3 years. I mean, here at the local hospital, I retired from Hormel. and come to work out here. So we're sitting there brainstorming, and Larry Scott goes, why don't we make a commitment to our local hospital? He says, we have the hearing, we have the eyes, and we have the diabetes, all in one building. And we thought, wow, that's pretty neat. And so I looked over and I go to Steve, I said, what kind of money are you talking? He said, well, I really don't know. And Larry Scott just goes, how about $50,000? And of course, that about made us roll off our chairs, but it's like, why not? We can do this, you know? The hospital's a great hospital here. It's great for our community. And not only that, it provides a lot of services for everybody of all needs. So that's where we come about, so.
Well, and this is remarkable that you do so much for the community. There are opportunities too for other people to join and become part of your group, I presume.
Absolutely, we would take a lot new membership instantly. I mean, it's one way of giving back, Bob, to the community. It really is. Being a volunteer, it's not every Saturday night or, you know, every night of the week during nationals and stuff. We could honestly use a lot more help than what we have to help spread this, the work, I guess, is what I'm saying. And that would be great, you know, if we could get more membership. It really would. Like I said before, it's our community. And we're going to make it how we want to see it, I guess, you know. And if you get down on yourself, whatever, and stuff, just look around. Look around what you can do to help others, you know. Being a volunteer is rewarding. And getting back to, it's like some of our other service groups that help us, the younger generation, the parents are bringing their children to help us park cars. And they're learning, too. They're learning, you know, how to be a volunteer, you know. And it's a neat transition, you know, to see the older teaching the young. It really is.
Well, that's how it's supposed to work.
It is. I'm glad about that. But like I said, we can definitely use more membership of our own, you know, to help us accomplish our goals, too.
Yeah, the kids can't learn without our example.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's tough, but you know what I mean. Okay, and so you get to be with a bunch of good guys, too. Are there gals?
Yes, we have Janet Ritchie. You know, a lot of people in Knoxville know Janet.
Okay.
And she's a wonderful lady. But as of now, she's the only gal, but boy, we'll take anybody that will be willing to volunteer their time and efforts, you know. We'd love to have them, really would.
There used to be, like, my dad was a Lion, and wasn't there like an auxiliary group or something with the women? That was way back in the day, and now they're getting away from that kind of thing.
I know there is communities that will have, like, the Lioness group, and a lot of that is, you know, they'd meet at lunchtime or whatnot, and in our group we meet on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, so that's when we meet at 6:30 at the VFW.
Helping people with their eyesight, their hearing, diabetes, and now the hospital. What do you get out of it, Bob?
Just the joy of being a volunteer. You know, I like you said earlier, Bob. You know, we're supposed to pass this on. Well, my father did.
And you get to be around a bunch of good people, and that's got to be fun, the friendships that are made.
Yeah. Yeah, and I enjoy all the guys that are in our club. They're just a good group of guys. They really are. We kind of razz each other a bit, but it's all in good fun.
Thanks to Bob Augustine for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com.
The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.